we are going to do a rookie recap. So let's take a look at the 9 draft picks from this previous draft. And guys, obviously, there's a few here that we're dealing with injuries, Jordan Zumwalt and Rob Blanchflower. But we will start at the top, of course, with our first-round draft pick, Ryan Shazier. I think it's no secret coaches have thought highly of him since he has been drafted. His spring through OTAs and minicamp proved otherwise. And same thing here at training camp, Wolf. He's still the guy as advertised.
There's no question about it. This young man came in, and he was everything that they talked about, only more. What I love about him is he plays with his eyes. You know, it's very hard for young guys not to get caught up in the crosstown traffic and get bamboozled in the skullduggery that occurs with some of the schemes that the offenses throw at him. He never looks out of place. He always looks like he's picking his way through the garbage. That's bodies on the ground. He doesn't get tangled up. He reads. He gets to his spot. I'm very impressed with the young man, and I'm impressed with his lack of him being impressed with himself. He seems to be one of these guys that really enjoys coming out and doing the grunge work. And he may be a star in the making, but you wouldn't know it by talking to him.
Yeah, one of the things sometimes with rookies is, you know, you look at them and you come away with the impression, you know, this guy doesn't even know what he doesn't know. Ryan Shazier, though, I believe, knows what he doesn't know. And he is, as they say, efforting to remedy that. And, you know, one of the things that the Steelers look for in their draft picks is, you know, is the athlete humble enough to accept coaching? And Ryan Shazier, despite all of his difference-making physical talents in the characteristics that he has already that he brought here, he comes across to me as a guy who's willing to be coached.
Ryan Shazier's, I guess, personal motto he uses on Instagram, Twitter, sometimes that you always see is stay humble, eat crumbs. He uses it all the time, pretty much, even if it's a great picture of him from practice or something. So that kind of goes along the lines of what you guys are saying.
Yeah, and, you know, the other thing about him is he was a guy who was put with the first unit with the first OTA. And a lot of times, you know, you do that with a rookie. Mike Tomlin usually doesn't like to, you know, get real effervescent with his new players, especially rookies. But he put Ryan Shazier in with the first group, the first snap of 11-on-11 at OTAs, and it doesn't seem to have, you know, impacted Ryan Shazier's work ethic. He never comes across as a guy who believes that, you know, he is arrived or entitled. And, you know, again, I think that a lot of these things will help him become the player that the Steelers need him to be in 2014.